some people, I think sometimes you church up your resume, you know, you kind of make it look better than it is. Maybe not outright lies, but it could be deceitful.
Well, you want to present yourself on one sheet of paper in the best light.
Well, one lady, you're right, Katie, she is 41 years old. She had a $100,000 a year job back in 2015. She'd hadn't been, even been promoted 3 or 4 times before they found out that she just totally copied somebody else's resume word for word.
Is that illegal?
Apparently so. It's fraud. She did take it a step further by also using the lady's social security number. That's
okay.
Also illegal.
Come on.
That's illegal because you're stealing the identity thing.
Yeah. And Manchester Matt read my mind. We do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so good morning. So let's take out the social security part of this. If you were just to lie, straight up copy someone else's resume and land a good job, is that illegal?
Yeah, I mean, it is a fraud for sure. You know, it's one thing to kind of embellish your resume to make it sound like maybe you did a little better here or there, you know, in school or whatever. But to completely lie about, you know, attending a certain institution, having a certain former job, if you outright lie, then that's very different than kind of exaggerating your qualities and, you know, claiming that you're bilingual when you really, you know, can order off a Mexican restaurant menu kind of thing. You know,
right.
People do that little kind of stuff. But the big outright lies, yeah, that's a fraud. And when it's dealing with like a high-level job like this lady, it puts you into the category of a felony because the key to fraud is they look at how much money was involved in your fraud. And if it was under $1,000, it's a misdemeanor. But and that's North Carolina, but most states are similar. If there's more than $1,000 at play in your fraud, then it's a felony. And so this lady, and this was actually the third time she had done this.
Mm-hmm.
So the third company she had done this to. And, you know, there are people like, there was a guy that faked his credentials, claiming he was a doctor. You hear about this fairly frequently. But here in North Carolina, he got a job, I think, at UNC Hospital, and or one of the big medical centers around. And, you know, they figured it out and got rid of him. But, I mean, it can be pretty serious. And, like, this lady had a very high-level job in human resources, she could have really messed up somebody's health benefits, their retirement benefits. You know, there's no telling what this lady was dabbling in that she really didn't know how to do. And like you said, she also went so far as to steal the Social Security number. So, you know, I think there are times when you just exaggerate a little bit and you might get fired for that, but you wouldn't get prosecuted. You know, I've hired people plenty of times that they didn't really have the experience that they claimed to have at their former job, and that becomes clear when you get them in the position. But that's very different than just assuming
straight
a whole different identity.
Well, you do hear that most resumes have some kind of embellishment or lie on them.
Oh, yes, but this is a different, this is a whole different level.
Well, yeah, I mean, she said this lady, she's 41 years old, they got busted in Louisiana, that she went to Tulane University, got her master's degree from Hebrew University in Jerusalem, and none of that was true. She just straight copied
somebody
on LinkedIn.
Else's.
She copied and pasted from LinkedIn and just put her name
what
on it.
What happened when somebody spoke Hebrew to her? Did she just make it up?
Like, maybe. Oh, she probably didn't know what was going on.
Like, just, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm. How did she get the Social Security number?
I don't know. It doesn't say. But, She got promoted like twice.
See, that's so
wrong. Yeah,
so
she's doing too bad a job. Apparently.
Yeah, she was good at it. Maybe she's good at lying. And so, like, anytime anything happened, she just lied, and no one followed up. And she went from $95,000 to $105,000 in 2 years. Now she's facing 10 years in prison.
Well, you know, remember we found Hugs' original resume?
Yes.
Hugs' original resume.
But it was lie after lie.
It was, we found it a year or two later.
Did we ever read that on the, we did.
Yes.
We did.
Yes,
okay.
We did.
We did, yeah.
And it was multiple misrepresentations.
Uh-huh. Well, he said that he, well,
first of all, I think he said he was human on there. Somewhere male.
You're like, no,
it's not true.
But then he used words where he was not just the bag boy at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
He like, was
customer service supervisor or
right.
Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Lead bag boy or something.
Yeah.
Something, I don't know.
Very weird and misleading. Yeah, and then like our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, said the guy a doctor at UNC, or he just lied about being a doctor and got hired at the hospital?
Well, it actually happens a lot. There have been several instances in North Carolina where people will fake their credentials and get hired as doctors. Yeah, not necessarily like at the main hospitals, but, you know, I think a lot of times at some of the outlying clinics and stuff. It's happened several times in North Carolina. I'm not sure if it happened at UNC or if it was one of the other big hospitals, but it was definitely It was kind of a big scandal because, and they found him out eventually, but, you know, sometimes it's hard to, you don't go back and check, did you go to this university, did you, but I think his came about when they were verifying his licensure, and he hadn't really done anything. But there are doctors that hold themselves out, like open up a clinic somewhere, open up their own private clinic, and they're not even really a doctor. Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I heard they had a study that says, like, up to 1 out of 50 doctors don't have valid licenses.
Well, you hear sometimes about people going to Mexico or they go to China and they have these elaborate surgeries in people's vans and in their basements of their home by doctors.
That happens here.
Surgeries.
Sure, but it's Americans traveling to other countries to have it done.
Yeah, very true. Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier, if you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away, 1-888-CONSULT. Or go to 107.5KZL.com. She does offices all over the state.